I'm glad to.
Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz blow out the Chicago Bulls early and often and cruise to their third win on this road trip, trying to get some redemption after that Hawks loss. We'll talk about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East. Stop by. I got another email from someone who said the Mudslide cookie is just as good as I said it is. Oh, really? Why do people think I would lie? I've called it the greatest cookie ever made, and it's awfully close.
Well, I don't know why anyone would doubt you, David.
When it comes down to sugar, I would never doubt you either, Ron. What's your favorite sugar from the store?
From the store? I like the cakes, the cookies.
The cake to floors, those are good.
The pies.
The pies. All right. Anyway, stop by the store. Actually, Jeff and Scott were here tonight at the game here in Chicago from the store. The message kind of to the guys was, hey, when we're good, we're moving the ball, we're teammate, we're playing in that style, and they did that tonight.
It's not a lot to say about the success of this team other than what we've said all along. The fact that, David, they did what they have to do. I mean, they knew anyway that this was a team that they should beat. They knew how to beat them, and they just go out and do it. They have a style, a system that makes opponents beat them. And this is what you have to like about this team.
Do I look that bad? Our first comment is, I think Mr. Locke needs some sleep.
Well, your headset's kind of...
Oh, my hair?
Yeah, right.
It looks... I thought it had to do with, like, the bags under my eyes or something like that.
Well, you got plenty of sleep here. Why would they even say that?
I got plenty. I am not a late-nighter. I'm an early-morninger.
Yeah, you and I both. Yeah.
Though we did go to the comedy club last... We went to South City last night.
And how
or Second
it?
City last night. We went to an hour of improv last night. Those are the most brilliant people I've ever seen. It is incredible to watch improv and watch these people. They are geniuses. By the way, we were up by 33 at halftime. We're going to talk about improv and food and shopping. Or, I mean, it's just simple. Like, tonight's just so simple. We moved the ball. We played well. We didn't lose focus. Very similar to Washington and New York. And Atlanta's good. Atlanta beat Philadelphia tonight. So part of the reason you lose to Atlanta is you're on a back end of a back-to-back, and they exploited a bunch of weaknesses. And Atlanta's on a different level than the other teams we played this trip.
Yeah, and playing, absolutely, playing a lot better. If they were playing the way they're playing now at the beginning of the season, they would definitely be one of the better teams in the East, because I think that's a solid basketball team. I mean, it's not a lot more you can add to where the Jazz are playing right now. The schedule... It's definitely in their favor. We expected this. We talked about it a lot at the beginning of the season. And so now the Jazz are just taking advantage of it. So it's all up to us now.
I do think one guy deserves a lot of credit today, and that's Rudy. And when the game, these type of games are often dictated by whether or not your star player comes out and plays. And Rudy had 7 dunks tonight. Most of the time where he simply outran the Bulls up and down the floor.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about that during the course of the ball game, David, is that a lot of guys would just give up or just would not get back and get into the play after you block a shot and there's a transition, there's a fast break going. Rudy doesn't assume that shot's going to be made or that layup's going to be made or they're going to, they just might pull it out and get into a half-court offense. So, but he gets back, gets right into the play, and a lot of times he gets an easy 2 out of it.
Jazz Joe Ingles continued what was a very solid road trip for him. He didn't shoot as well this time, but he had 13.6 rebounds, 5 assists. Faves coming off his 15-15 at 13-5. Rubio got the game going early with 2 early layups and played a good floor game early. Donovan, by the way, cruised, got awfully close to 16 points, 8 rebounds, almost had a double-double with 13 assists. And Gobert, 21 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks. Good collective effort. Just kind of rolled. They only allowed Chicago to get 2 three-pointers the entire game. I asked Jim Boylan before the game, you're last in the league in three-point attempts since you've taken over. Is that philosophy or personnel? And he just kind of mumbled around about a bunch of things, didn't answer it. But I don't know how you can be last in the league in three-point attempts unless you mean to be. And they only took 16 tonight.
And I'm looking at the shooters, and I don't think they would get much out of those if they took a lot of threes. I mean,
but Chris Dunn took 8 mid-range shots and only made 1 of them, so he might want to take threes instead.
Take the threes, you can miss just as many of those. But Markkanen, what did he end up taking? 6? 1-for-6. He only played 26 minutes tonight, but they just don't shoot threes, David. And one of the reasons they're not a very good basketball team. I think the question is, do they have any pieces going forward that could make them a threat out here in the East?
So Zach LaVine's a nice player. Wendell Carter showed some signs this year. And I think Lauri Markkanen, when playing with good players, is really good. I'd like to see him be able to pass a little bit. Like, I think he took 20 shots tonight without an assist. Now, that might be because the guys he's passing to can't shoot. But I don't see him ever putting the ball on the deck and moving it. And that will be a next step of his development. Zach LaVine, I think, has made a big jump in his game and is actually a little bit better of a team player than he was. Wendell Carter, I thought, looked really good earlier in the year. So those are probably their three pieces. And then Otto Porter, they're paying a lot of money to. His body doesn't seem to stay healthy, but he's a pretty nice. So that's four relatively interesting pieces. They just don't have any type of point guard at all.
Yeah, and how important is that point guard? I know they're very high on the pieces that they have here. Zach LaVine, never been in the playoffs. He has not been in the playoffs right now. So he's one of those guys that's probably hungry to get there. Just have to wait and see next year what they're able to do.
It's interesting to see what happens. We've seen these. New York has nobody, but Kyrie Irving with another bomb tonight in Boston makes you think he's on his way out. I mean, I just can't imagine someone saying that about their head coach if they thought they were playing for him next year. But you'll check. You'll see it in the news. Atlanta's got great pieces, right? And two draft picks coming in unless Dallas can protect theirs. Dallas blowing out the Warriors tonight. And then this team's not terrible. Like, if they get a first-round draft pick that's a decent – or they get lucky and get the kid out of Murray State or something like that. Or, I mean, if they got Zion, obviously it's all different. But, I mean, we're seeing these guys come in the league and being pretty solid and being pretty nice players. And so it's interesting. The East is awful, and we are seeing signs that maybe some are coming back. And part of the reason the East is awful is LeBron was so dominant for so long that there was no purpose in being good as an Eastern Conference team. And so now we're seeing them all building to be better. So we'll see. Anyway, that's enough. That's Locked On. That's Postcast tonight. Jazz blow out the Bulls in a not very close game. We'll be home for Jimmer Fredette and Phoenix on Monday. Have a great night.